Live in the moment. Theme for the whole year. You and I know that our life goes moment to moment. One moment you're feeling happy, the next moment you're feeling sad. One moment you're feeling hungry, the next moment you're hungry again.
Well,
that's life. Well, when you live from moment to moment, you need to understand that your Savior, the one that you said yes to, I believe, He's watching your life being lived each moment. And there's not a moment of your existence that Jesus is not paying attention to. He watches you. Yes, He knows you're hurting. Yes, He knows you're broken. Yes, He knows that you're having trials and tribulations. It's called life. That's why you live it moment to moment. See, it's about all we can handle. Can you imagine a Savior like we have? He's so awesome, so loving, so caring, so protective, that He pays attention to every moment in every individual who knows Him in their life. He pays attention to every moment of your life. No, God doesn't want you hurting, but you hurt, don't you? Well, you know, if God doesn't want me to hurt, why do I hurt? It's called life. Folks, life is what we're going through on planet Earth. Eternal life begins on planet Earth. When you said yes to Jesus Christ, the moment you said yes to Jesus, your eternal life with Him began. There'll never be a time that you'll ever be separated from Him. There'll never be a time that He won't feel everything you feel. There'll never be a time that He can't hear you. Yet, as we're dealing with life, as we're bouncing around trying to figure out what makes people act that way, and then if you can listen with the other ear to the other side of the room, they're looking at you saying, what makes him act that way? Life will do that. And the Lord lived this human existence. God Himself came down as His only begotten Son. As Jesus says, you want to see my Father? You've seen me, you've seen God. So Jesus is God incarnate. God comes down. Why? He wanted to live your hurt and pain. He didn't want to just take it away. He had to know how it feels from the human standpoint. And my, did He feel it. And He takes that hurt of yours, and He gives us a promise. As a mom will always promise the baby, the child, the children as they grow, I love you. Dad is always there to protect. And God looks to the heart of each individual believer and says, every moment of your life, I will continue to walk with you. When my life is over, your life is over, it's still going to be Jesus that's going to be walking with me. Now, the scripture tells us that we have angels that are appointed to watch over us here on earth. And you be grateful for that. For as the angels watch over, if you go on or leave this body spiritually. Now, a Christian can't die. I told you, when you said yes to Jesus, you have eternal life. That moment seals every other moment in your life and in eternity. Therefore, I know. But Jesus came to give us so much more. What is the more? He said, I want to give you a peace that the world doesn't understand. Well, I'm going to give you a peace that you don't even understand. And this peace that I'm going to give to you comes from my Father. But Lord, how can I have peace being in such pain or misery all the time? Lord, how can we talk about peace when the look around the world says peace, peace, but I see no peace? Lord, the real you is on the inside of that real human body God has given you. You are a spirit that has a body. You're not a body that has a spirit. You are a spirit that has a body. That body was created just for you. And God says every moment of your existence. And when you say yes to Jesus, that's eternal. I will be with you. Lord, do you not see my pain? Yep. Well, Lord, I'm still hurting. Yep. And I still love you. Okay, while you and I are dealing with life, let's get real about it. Life hurts. People hurt. And hurt people hurt people. Every moment, God looks at us and says, I see what's going on. I haven't forsaken you. Don't you ever think that your Savior has ever turned his back on you. It doesn't happen. But for a time that God sets aside, he allows us to go through these hurts of life. Not because he wants to see the pain on us and within us, but because he loves us so much, he's got a plan for you and me off this earth in his ministry with him. Do you know he's going to use you from now on? But he has to train us. Any of us that ever served, we know that we had to go through boot camp. That was not the sweetest time period of our life, going through boot camp. Then we got married. I couldn't help that one. But we were trained for that. And the love that God gives us. See, everywhere in life, there is pain, there is hurt, but also there's that peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven to be with the Father. He's talking to his disciples, and he wants to tell them something very special. He knows the hurt and the pain that they've went through. He's watched them. He's walked with them. Oh, how many times can you imagine him shaking his head at the comments they made? And he loved them so much. Faith produces God's peace. Now, listen to me on peace. Peace that God gives you must begin with your faith in the God who's giving it to you. I trust Jesus to do it right. I don't get angry with Jesus because of cancers. I don't get angry with Jesus because of pain. I'm tickled to death Jesus knows my name. And I got news for you. I'm on his Christmas list. And he's already given me the present. He came so that you and I could have a peace that the world doesn't understand. You know why has that Christian still got a smile on his face? Nero had that trouble when he was slaughtering all the Christians. Some of the scholars writing about him said he was losing his mind because every time he'd see a Christian head, it had a smile on his face. I bet he couldn't figure that one out. But you see, that's the peace that Jesus says, I'm going to leave with you boys. He's talking to his disciples. Listen to him. John, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. I'm going to use the Living Bible on this. I am leaving you with a gift. His coming was a gift. His leaving, I'm going to leave you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. Peace of mind and heart. Doesn't mean you're not hurting. Doesn't mean everything's going perfect. But because of your connection with Jesus, the scripture says also it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. The world won't understand your peace, for your peace is solid. Your peace is permanent. The peace that he has given to you is a peace for every moment of time. Every moment that you're looking around and seeing the hurt of life, there's going to be a peace that's available to you. Why don't I feel it? Because you're not looking for it. Here's what brokenness does to us. Here's what hurt does to us. It gets us to the point that though Jesus is yelling loudly to our spirit, the world is louder with the hurt and the pain that you're going through because you're paying more attention to that than you are to the hope, to the peace. Jesus says, I'm giving this to you. Here's your gift. I'm going to give you a peace that'll bring joy right in the middle of where you see death, hurt, and pain. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And they, listen to him. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives you. I have peace because I got my way, whatever that means. I have peace because of the gift I received, physical, whatever that means. But it doesn't last. Sometimes you'll have something that you will get or you will purchase or whatever, and then you have buyer's remorse. You know that one? I must have lost my mind to have bought that. But I wanted it, and I thought that it'd make me happy. But Jesus is knocking on your heart's door, saying, no, that thing is not where happiness is. Here I am. For I'm going to give you a peace that right in the middle of the trials of life, I will calm you. Right in the middle of the greatest pain that you're having to deal with, I will extend my love The pain is still there. Yet, I'm paying more attention to the love of God than I do the pain. That's a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's a peace that Jesus said, boys, I'm going to give you this peace, and it's not fragile. Meaning there's nothing the world can do, Satan or any demon, that can take that away from you. For the peace I give you is everlasting. It's not fragile like the peace the world gives. And then he says this, so don't be troubled or afraid. How many times you've been afraid of tomorrow? Tomorrow came, it was better than the yesterday. How many times have we been blinded by the promises of Satan that what the world can give will give you that peace you were looking for? And yet, as we age in life, we also age in wisdom, realizing that's not where it is. See, I need the peace in my heart. My spirit, that's the heart. It's my spirit. And when I get the peace in my spirit, I have it eternally. And when I have it eternally, I have the power to be able to share that peace with others. That's why you and I go through the trials of life. I've told you many, many times over these years, you are somebody's miracle. You are somebody's hero. They're looking to you for an answer. Well, that answer is in your spirit. That answer is in the real you right inside of you. And you realize Jesus says, the peace I'm giving you, it's not fragile. You're not going to hurt my feelings and make me stop loving you. I'm going to love you anyway. If nothing else, just to spite you. I'm going to love you. That's the human nature. But the spiritual nature that God has given you is a promise of peace. And when that peace is a part of your life becomes important to all those around you. Your life is different because your life is not controlled by what happens in this world, but by pure love of a Savior who came to this world to conquer it for you and me. Merry Christmas. That's a gift from God. Merry Christmas. Jesus knows your name. Merry Christmas. You're on his list, and he don't have to check it twice. Because he knows you're naughty. But he is the Savior that accepted you just like you are. You accept Jesus just as he is. Jesus said, I accept you like you are. But Lord, wait a minute. Let me go clean myself up. Don't ever try that one. Because that doesn't work. I got to read a bunch of scripture to make sure that I do this right. Folks, when the Holy Spirit touches you, you're convicted of the sin in your life. You admit that you're lost, but you don't want to be. And you say, Jesus, save me. That's it. You don't do anything else. Salvation is not about what you do, but about what Jesus did. And he came for the sole purpose of dying for you. And he's told us, he expects us to live for him. Had nothing to dying. You just lay down and die. That's no big deal. Jesus, though, he didn't get to just lay down and die. He took my punishment. He expressed a love to me before time existed. That's right. Jesus knew my name before time existed. And he says, this peace I give you. You know what our problem is? Not accepting the gift. Given a gift direct from Almighty God, and we don't accept it. Or even worse, we have it in our hand and we don't open it. Jesus says, I give it to you because I love you. You will never ever hear the opposite of that from your Savior. You'll never hear him say to you, I don't love you anymore. You'll never hear that. Because he knew the message we were going to get into in life before he saved us. He knew we were going to mess up. And he saved us anyway. That's love. And that's peace that surpasses all understanding. Faith. So you got to have the faith. You got to believe. It all starts with the faith. Faith accepts God's peace. I know God wants to give me peace, so take it, open it. Use the peace that he gives you. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Man, was he hurting through his whole ministry. And prior to him being saved, he was a murderer. He did everything he could to kill every Christian that he could. And God saved him. And we study his writings continually. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. I have learned, he says, to be satisfied with the things that I have and with everything that happens. I know how to live when I am poor. And I know how to live when I have plenty. I have learned the secret of being happy at any time in everything that happens. I can do all things through Christ because he gives me strength. Merry Christmas. When you said yes to Jesus, that's the gift that you received. You accept that gift of peace. And I don't care how much hell attacks your life. Trust me, God will bring that peace to absorb all that hell. After all, you're a child of a king now. You're friends with the Savior of the world. God looks at you and loves you just like you are. That's greater than any love you'll ever see from another human being. Well, I'd love you a lot more if you grow hair. I'd love you a lot more if you'd shave that beard. I'd love you a lot more at this or that. Jesus said, I can't love you anymore. And he stretched him out. I love you just like you are. This Christmas time, remember something else about the gift you've received from Jesus. He gave you the individual you are. You are who you're supposed to be. Don't try to live somebody else's life. Be you. The hope that God gives you is in who he created you to be. I know I have several grouches in our church because they always let me know, well, you talked about the grouches again today, and that's me. And it takes a grouch to truly minister to another grouch. And to lead a grouch to the Lord. We all have purposes in life. And that personality that God has given you, Merry Christmas. That's His gift to you. Use it wisely. In faith, accept God's peace. Faith, well, faith trusts God's peace. I'll accept it. I got to trust it. Lord, it doesn't look to me like much is changing. Trust me. You see, I don't know God's purpose for my life. I know God has a purpose for my life, but I don't know from moment to moment in life what that purpose is. And He hasn't shown me. I don't even have any idea why I'm still around. But I am. So I know then that God knows why I am. And that God says, okay, I got a job for you to do up here. I don't know where up here is. But I guarantee you this. If God had a job for me to do up there in the future, I'll be there. Because that's the peace that He's given. I'll watch over you. I'll take care of you. Trust me. Accept my peace. For the peace I give to you is not fragile. The peace I give to you, all hell can't break. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. God has never called you. You hear me on this? God has never called you to go fight a battle. God's called you to show up for the battle so you can watch Him win it for you. He's called you to stand toe-to-toe with pure evil, but for you not to lift a hand. And He says, watch me. Take care of it. How does that happen? That happens through love. You are loved by the Savior who died for you. Therefore, He says, you show up for the battle, but you don't need to do a thing. I just want you to watch me win it for you. And I want you to accept it, for it's the peace that I give you. I want you to trust me to handle the situation. For you put your trust in any other, you're serving the wrong God. Faith loves God's peace. You do, don't you? When you just think everything, it's gone so far. I'm broken, Lord. I've fallen and I can't get up. And the Lord reaches down. Because you were faithful, meaning you have faith, you believe He really is who He says He is, because of your faith. Well, let me pitch this one in for you. You can't learn to be faithful. You can't learn to do that. To be faithful is a gift from Christ. He will make you faithful. It is He that will give you that faith. It's a faith that nobody can take away. Do I need more faith? The Lord says, I'll give it to you when you need it. You know, the Lord don't waste anything. Lord, if I could only believe a little harder. Well, Larry, why don't you believe in what I've already given you? Believe in a ministry that I called you to. Believe that I can. When you get through believing what I've told you to do and you're doing it, then I'll give you more. But I'm not going to waste it. Jesus knows our hearts. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 165. It said, 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible for those of you who study a lot. Those who love your teaching will find true peace. And nothing, do you hear that? Nothing will defeat them. Nothing. No power. There's no power out there that can defeat you. You belong to Jesus, people. You belong to the King, the Creator of all. You're a child of God. Act like it. Stand strong. Sit solid. Speak with authority God's word. For when God says, thus I say to you, mark it down. It's already happened. When Jesus says, Larry, you accepted me, I accept you. That can't change. That can't change. No one can take me out of my Savior's hands. That's the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, the joy of salvation, for the truth that only you can give us. Father, as you give us this peace, help us to share the strength of your peace with the lost and dying world. Give us the wisdom that we might walk in that peace. Courage, Father, never to turn away from you. And Father, as we shake and tremble at what might be, remind us that you will definitely be always with us. Give us that strength now, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.